Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hunt in for Zubin. Good morning from New York City. Mama, let your baby grow up to be a quarterback. That's where the money is. And in this draft, that's where everybody went.
Get your dollars.
And what we saw, too, was some quarterbacks being teamed up with former receivers. As you saw what the Bengals did going with Ja'Marr Chase Joe Burrow was something that they wanted. And so that begged the question that Jay actually, you brought it up over the weekend, right? You were talking to...
Yeah, well, I was talking to Evan. I just randomly thought about it. I was like, man, like college teammates being reunited, Travis Etienne, you know, and that whole situation Trevor Lawrence. And I started thinking about basketball. I'm like, all right, James Worthy, Michael Jordan. Wow, like Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Hakeem the Dream, Clyde Drexler, Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, C. Webb, Jalen Rose. Like, what college teammates, if you could reconnect them at the pro level, love to see?
Yeah, and we did see Drexler and Olajuwon.
Yes.
So that was the question on Twitter, KJNZ on Twitter. What college teammates in any sport would you like to see reunited as professionals? We'll do it as a call topic as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So JT says this, and no, it's not my burner. Zion and R.J. Barrett at Madison Square Garden.
Uh-oh. You did that on purpose.
We could see it.
You did that on purpose.
It was cursed on the list.
You could see that.
You never know.
You could see that.
Zion was giddy about playing at the Garden.
By the way, when that happened, when I saw Zion at the podium, and he said that about New York, I just automatically, I'm like, I was going to run away with this.
Y'all worse than New York Knicks or New York fans or whatever, worse than L.A. Laker fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because the moment that somebody buys a house in L.A., they're going to Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God. Kevin Garnett got a house in Malibu. He's coming to the Lakers.
It's like, dude, who is more down with OPP, Knicks fans or Laker fans? Let's be honest. Like your team could be great, but if there's a star that just shows, like, happens to be in the building or downtown somewhere, and you're like, oh, is he coming here?
Zion was in Tribeca at a nightclub. I think he's coming. He was at Avenue. He's coming.
Remember when LeBron wore a Yankee hat one time? We all went nuts. We're like, oh, is he? And then he just happens to be a Yankee fan and a Cowboy fan. He was always like a front runner, but just still, we all went crazy. Here's a great Twitter handle for you guys, at McNaked123.
Oh, all right.
Good morning. Christian Laettner and Cherokee Parks.
All right.
We don't need that.
Next one.
B. Groomsy.
You're a Duke guy.
Well, I would say Christian Laettner and Grant Hill.
How many Duke ones can we get in before we get to a J. Will one?
There's a lot of Duke
ones. Cherokee Parks is a Cali kid. Leave him alone.
Right. I'm leaving him alone. I'm saying put Grant Hill in over Cherokee Parks.
B. Groomsy 86 says Chad Pennington and Randy Moss. We are Marshall.
Yeah. I don't think Moss want that in the pros.
Only the Jets. Really?
Not in the pros.
They were prolific together.
In the pros, though.
1AA? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying I don't think Moss wants him throwing the ball to him after he got a taste of some of those other quarterbacks that he played with along the way, right?
I mean, got spoiled.
Would have been great to see
him. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Culpepper and Randy Moss. I mean, Randall Cunningham and then Tom Brady.
Here's a weird one. Dog 2020 GA. Sounds made up. Jake Fromm and Mecole Hardman. Jake Fromm. Huh?
I think they just put that up there because that's a Zubin burner. Zubin
burner account.
Zubin has a burner?
Yeah, Zubin loves Jake Fromm. He thinks Jake Fromm is a second coming.
Said it on our show multiple
times. Good? Can I throw a few out?
Sure.
How about this one? Derek Carr and Devontae Adams. They were Fresno State. Right? Derek Carr can certainly
be.
I love Derek Carr. I didn't see a whole lot of them.
They were great together.
I didn't see
Fresno
a whole lot
State.
Of them in college, though.
Well, then if you.
You want to give some numbers?
I'm not watching Hawaii.
Carr led, together, no
but wait,
both
I'm not watching Hawaii in Fresno State at 2 a.m.
Well,
in the morning.
Carr led the NCAA in completions,
not up
yards, and touchdowns, and Devontae Adams was the main benefactor. Most receptions and receiving touchdowns in all of college football.
Ooh.
They were great. All right,
no, I bet you they were good.
I'll give you another one.
2 a.m., I just saying I ain't going to be able to do it.
I'll give you another one. How about this one from Syracuse? Donovan McNabb.
And Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison.
Ooh.
See, I remember that.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
McNabb passed for over 19, almost 2,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. Harrison, 56 receptions and 1,131 yards and 8 touchdowns as well. USC. You want Matt Leinart and Mike Williams?
Oh, Mike Williams is right, Mike Williams.
Look at that face. He went the gas face. I did that for you because it's USC. No?
Nah.
I do.
Nah? I think Matt Leinart could have used Mike Williams in the pros? No?
No. Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. That didn't work, did it? Yeah, that's a good point. Why's my father-in-law?
USC,
me right now?
I probably would go.
This is weird.
I'd love to see Reggie Bush and Lindell in the same backfield in the pros.
Those were beasts.
In the same backfield. Yeah. See, I was only doing quarterback wide receiver, but obviously there's other ways you can go with it.
Yeah, all teammates.
Yeah.
Put anybody together.
Yeah. They was ridiculous in the backfield together.
The Fab Five, one of the tweets was, the Fab Five. In today's NBA, you think those five, or at least maybe the four of them that got in the NBA, would have found a way to become teammates?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, like the way we are today in the NBA where guys can sort of team up. Do you think at the very least –
They found a way how to team up at Michigan.
That infiltrated
right, the NBA. Right,
Jalen? Calls.
Right?
Oh, I just wonder about C-Webb and Jay Rose, how they get along.
Today, still trying to get those guys. I do believe, though, they have made some peace, right? I think that is the latest story, but we certainly hope so. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take Gary in Illinois. Gary?
I would say Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. I think they would have made them a little bit better in the league together to start out instead of being so tentative.
Hmm. But that would have helped at all. You see us shrugging at this. SC guy, nothing? Okay.
So SC was just so deep like Alabama at that time. It was just players all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You just, whether it was Dwayne Jarrett and Mike Williams and the tight end, Fred Davis and Carson Palmer and Matt Lyon. It's just so, everywhere you look, it was players.
Right.
Just both sides of the ball.
Okay.
Our boy, Gourmet Chef Kev, said Patrick Mahomes and Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt, they were a team. They
I don't know.
They were teammates in
at Texas Tech?
No, but they're at Kansas City now.
College.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to
say. Come on, Chef Kev.
Yeah, I'm like,
come on, Chef Kev.
Jay, you,
when did
how about
Kareem
you?
Hunt go to
how about
Texas
you? If there's
Tech?
If there was a guy that you wish you could have at the pros, you could have been teammates
with in college. Yeah.
That you played with in college, you would have we would have killed it.
C Booze.
Yeah?
Just cause C Booze turned into an all-star when he was at Utah. I used to watch C Booze cook with Darren Williams. Remember how good Darren Williams used to be?
Yeah, they had a great pick and roll, pick and pop. Yeah.
Man, I was like, oh, they can get a chance to do reinvent Stockton and Malone, those
right,
two.
Right.
Because Booze can shoot it, Booze can do all that. So I would say see Booze.
Yeah, and he was and Darren Williams was more of a facilitator than you. You was just a hot dog, so you didn't like to get a ball.
You piss me off. No, it really chaps my I won't say it. But it chaps it, and you know it, Key.
Wow. Well, we'll continue with this very interesting conversation as we go.
Hot dog.
As we go.
You gotta stay away from adjectives like that to describe us, Keith.
It's Keyshawn,
aggressive.
Jay Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn, in for Zubin. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, and that is brought to you by Chase. We'll continue the conversation, of course, on the teammates, if you can come up with some good ones, especially on the NBA side. The Jordan James Worthy one is a really
that's
good
a big
one.
And back. Sam Perkins. Big Sam.
They had a lot
pick
of
your
good,
two.
Yeah, they had certainly great pros on that team. And
you guys didn't like the Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love one.
Well, because
it didn't really. When I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it more of kind of like, did they get championships in college, that sort of stuff, opposed to just teammates.
Yeah, but my thing is also what you accomplish at the next level, right? You may not have recognized what your star power was in college, but the fact that you're on the same team, if you go to the next level,
having
you
blow
up.
Having that player might have,
yes.
You had such great chemistry that if you had been able to bring that together to the
but
pros.
But everybody's answers, everybody that's tweeting in or mm-hmm. Jay's answers or even your answers, all of those guys kind of was on a championship level in college. And so you take that and you move it to the pros and you look at it and go, okay, well, based on what they did in college, they probably going to cook in the pros as well.
Which
just
is why
taking two guys that just played together. It's
it's why the best answer is really Zion and RJ Barrett. That's the only acceptable answer that we'll have
for the Pelicans.
Certainly today. All right. Everyone has
Zion
done
in LA. He just hired Clutch.
Uh-oh.
Everyone has done their winners and losers for the NFL draft, but nobody will do it like us and our guys. That's next, KJZ on smart speakers. And all you got to do is say, play ESPN Radio.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence. With the second pick, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Here we go. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and we will now get our biggest winners from the NFL draft, and Keyshawn will give his real rankings. Take it away, Key.
Number one.
America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. I think really? When you look at their draft, they realize that they couldn't get a corner at the 10 spot. They trade down. They still get a defensive player in Parsons from Penn State. They pick up an extra pick. They wind up drafting and selecting a cornerback later on in the draft. They did exactly what they needed to do. They solidified the defensive side of the ball. Hopefully, with Dan Quinn and the defense, will help the Cowboys win the division and advance deep into the playoffs.
Number two.
Justin Fields and the Bears. They both win here. Here's a young quarterback that was passed up by a couple teams. They moved up in the draft when they saw him. I wouldn't call it a slide, but dip a little bit. They said, we got to go up and get our guy. The last time a quarterback like this was on the board, we selected Mitchell Trubisky instead of Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. We won't do this a second time around.
Number three.
Justin Herbert. He wins simply because the Los Angeles Chargers made a decision to solidify the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They drafted the offensive lineman and said, hey, we're going to protect our young quarterback. He will do us no good sitting on his back. Although he had an amazing rookie season, he was harassed way too much.
Number four.
Four, Alabama. Alabama and Ohio State. 10 players drafted, including the damn long snapper. Now, when have you ever seen a long snapper be selected in the draft? Alabama had 6 players in the first round. Nick Saban continues to crank them out, along with Ohio State, two of the top programs in all of college ball. If you want to make some money and take care of your family, and you have an opportunity to go to Alabama, Ohio State, I suggest you go.
Number five.
San Francisco 49ers sitting at five. They got the quarterback. They moved up and got a guy from 12 to 3 in Trey Lance, the future of the San Francisco 49ers. They've been looking for a quarterback to solidify this position for several years. Young. They drafted guys. They developed them. They went out and traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, who took them to a Super Bowl, but didn't win the Super Bowl. So they were trying to reset the clock. He's the future. Don't know that he'll start this year for him, but in the future, he'll certainly be their starting quarterback. They paid a price to get him. I hope it works out.
All right, that's Key's Real Rankings, and brought to you by Dell. Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your tech with up to 45% off high-performance PCs. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL. All right, we have Keyshawn's top five. How about Jay's biggest losers of the NFL draft?
Let's have some fun.
Number one.
The sanity of Packers fans. That's the biggest loser. Adam Schefter, before the draft starts, drops a bomb on you that Aaron Rodgers does not want to be there anymore. And then you follow that up by saying, hey, you know what? Let's not draft or let's not trade up for a wide receiver. Let's actually draft a cornerback. Mm. Let's get Eric Stokes. You know, let's just keep stoking this damn fire, Packer fans. What are they doing to you? It's Aaron. It's no, Aaron Rodgers.
It's no longer a beautiful mystery, is
it? Find a way to keep this man happy. I'm still spinning around on this Monday thinking about it. That's number one for me, damn it.
Number two.
Mac Jones, walk. Are you kidding me, Mac Jones? I'm going to say it. Have you ever had that feeling, Key, where you eat and you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Ooh, it book's halfway out.
Uh-oh.
Walk. Get there. Get we there. Got, we get there in the restaurant. That's Mac Jones's walk. The best tweet of the night, like father, like son. Oh, no. You know when you're walking like Bill Belichick walks. Are you really in your 20s? Oh, it's a serious question, Key. Just have to ask it.
Non-athletic great. Walk. That's
very
sure.
athletic in the pocket.
But yes, very athletic.
What pocket?
In the pocket.
Right.
Number three.
Leatherwood, leather straps, leather chaps. I don't know. Where did you come from? The draft pick for the Oakland Raiders. Not the Las Vegas Raiders. See, they got me spinning. I'm calling them Oakland again. It's Key, what is Mike Mayock and John Gruden doing?
Every year.
Reinventing the wheel. We're smarter than you.
I mean, they did this to Henry Ruggs last year, 2018. Farrell, right? He only had 6.5 snaps. I mean, sacks. It's like they always go against the grain. We have callers that call them like, what are we doing, Las Vegas? What are we doing?
They don't know.
Key, you got nothing? You don't know what they're doing either?
John does what he wants to do. He's the boss. So
10 years.
For whatever reason, he picks players that are everybody's board is lower, but he goes up to get them because he likes them, and he's the boss.
Have you ever used leather chaps? Moving on.
Been a while.
Number four.
Jesus, you guys.
What? That's a serious question.
Yes.
Number four, Kyle Trask. I mean,
really?
He's never going to play. Tom Brady's never retiring. That's it. He's never retiring. He'll play until he's 55 years old. Kyle Trask was like, oh, going to a great situation. You get a chance to learn with Tom Brady. He's never retiring.
Kyle
he's never going to get hurt.
It'll be great. Get a ring.
I mean, just talk to Max Kellerman about it. We're still waiting for him to fall off this proverbial cliff. It's never going to happen. I'm tired of betting against Tom Brady.
Max, huh? Okay.
What, that was just love for that's first take.
No, Max said it. Yeah, he did say it. Dude just won another championship.
Kyle Trask.
And that's it. Those are my biggest losers.
Do you think – is Trask the only one? Great list. Great energy.
Thank you.
Trask, I'm not sure about.
Yeah?
I feel like that's a
win. Were you sure about the Mac Jones walk?
The Mac Jones walk, you pretty much nailed that. That would have been number one.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just – his walk. Non-athletic. At all.
Waddle? Was that a waddle? Is that like a Conor McGregor, but too stiff to really pull it off, like kind of thing?
But, you know, it looked like his hips are just really tight. Like, how are you going to be able to move around? We got tight hips, man.
Yeah. Are you taking the Bucs or the field in terms of the team that Kyle Trask makes his first NFL start for?
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. I'm taking the field.
Well, it'll be the Bucs.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but because Tom will retire in a couple years.
Or it's week 17 and Tom doesn't need to play.
Or week 17 and Tom doesn't need to play.
Or week 18 now in this case.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like Tom Brady tells them, trade this guy because I don't want my backup being a guy who could play.
Oh, you mean they actually would listen to Tom Brady, not like they would listen to Aaron Rodgers? Interesting.
Right. It's almost like if you're the Bucks, you should just troll Aaron Rodgers now. Like, whatever Tom wants, like,
we take care of ours.
Tom told us he really wanted to get a backup, a young quarterback to groom, so we went and got him. That's what we did. Like, it'd be hilarious if they did that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take Doug in Ohio on the teammates and from college that you'd love to see play together.
What's up, Doug?
Pros.
What's up, man?
Dougie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
If you roll up your window.
Hey. the 2001 Miami Hurricanes, the whole football team.
Oh, my God. Just bring the whole team into the league.
They had a good team.
Some people thought that team could have played in the league.
Yeah, not a chance.
Yeah, you're not one to buy that. I see a lot of pros don't buy that. Great college team couldn't be the worst pro team.
I could take the best college football teams and combine all of them and take the worst NFL team. They wouldn't beat them.
Rich Kotite Jets.
Not a chance.
Including the coaching, by the way.
Man, so you're talking about the best players from every college team.
We'll beat the, you know
what? What are you talking about, Key?
The best players.
The best players from every college team.
I could take the best players.
So the best offensive line, the guys who are dropping top five.
And put them
together.
Together.
And they couldn't beat the worst NFL team.
Couldn't beat the worst NFL team. Couldn't beat the 0-16 Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Couldn't do it.
I don't know. Basketball,
the Fighting Dan Orlovskis couldn't beat them?
Jesus. Oh, by the way, Dan will be joining us at 7 a.m. or something.
I love Dan. That's just, it's true.
They could. That's a great topic. I don't know about that.
It could.
I think we could. We should do that one day this week. We should compile our all-star college team.
In a real-life setting, the pros wouldn't nearly be as wanting to play this damn game. Like, if you had relegation like we have in Europe, right? Because I'm European, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I was lost too.
Me too.
I had nothing to say.
Sorry, bud.
You're not one of us? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like we have in Europe.
I didn't know you were Euro.
Yeah, no, I guess.
Can you explain to me why you give me a warm Coke when I ask for ice? You bring one cube. Could you explain that?
Ice is at a premium. So,
jeez.
If we can get back to it.
No smoking, sir. Sorry, I'm trying to eat.
If you had that situation here, and let's just say a college team, like, you don't think, including coaching, like, you had a team that's just not only lacking talent, but really badly, poorly coached, that you couldn't get a really well coached. Like, Nick Saban couldn't take one of his Alabama teams.
Man, we have,
and just beat the brakes off some NFL team.
Not even that, though. He just said compile the best players from college.
That's
compile. If you're saying compile the best players from college and bring them against the worst NFL team, I don't believe it.
I'm telling you, man, you got grown men.
I think it'd be a great game.
You got grown men.
You got some grown men in college.
20-year-old kid with a – man, them is grown-ass men.
Oh, on the line of scrimmage? Yes.
Thirsty. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the hole right there.
Yeah.
You know what Jeff Saturday would do to them?
But Jeff Saturday didn't play on a
on a really bad team.
Yeah. Well, actually,
did he?
At some point he did play on a bad team in Indianapolis. I'm trying to think what year. But yes, he was on the bad. But I'm just saying,
fair, yes.
All I'm doing is Damon Woody. I'm just naming a guy that you could be familiar with. What would Damon Woody do to one of them dudes? Some little high school, college guy. Man, it's not fair. I'm just telling you, it wouldn't be fair.
A lot of fans can't wrap around that. Yeah, a lot of fans can't wrap around that, but I've always had that thought. And even the NBA, too. The NBA one is the harder one to think about because you just don't understand the difference between the college game and the pro game, that it's just totally different. You could take a great college team and put them against, like, an awful – like, again, give me the Rockets last night. Just team's terrible. They're really bad. And you could put them against Gonzaga. And the Rockets would win by 40.
Yeah, it's not comparative.
But that's the same thing in the pros. It's the same thing in the pros.
Baylor, right? Yeah. I mean, but Baylor, though, I don't know, man. The way Baylor plays deep, they get after it.
Because you see what I mean?
You see what I mean?
Jared Butler, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Take Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford was on a bad team in Detroit.
Yes.
It just acquired Geno Toretta. Because here's the problem. There's going to be people that says Tim Tebow should be the starting quarterback. I'm just saying.
I know.
There's going to be people that
starting
says.
Starting tight end?
You're talking about guys.
No, listen to me. There's going to be people that says Tim Tebow, based on his accolades, is the best quarterback ever in college football. He's the starting quarterback. Like, really? Like, come on, man.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. It's just.
That part,
need for the ESPN on ESPN crime now.
It's not an ESPN on ESPN crime. We're talking about pairing pros and college guys and how you would put that list together. There are going to be people, writers, guys that vote.
Like Allen. Guys that vote,
you know, they're going to say Tim Tebow's the starting quarterback.
Allen, we got to do this. We got to compile like an all college team to go against one of the worst teams in NFL history, and let's match them up.
Well, you mean all-time college team or just like – because I think it really depends on the year. You know, that's really, like, if you take this year's Jacksonville team, and I mean, they were pretty awful.
And take Alabama?
And you
No, but you said compile.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You
okay.
said compile.
Oh,
you said compile.
Right.
So
yeah,
you,
compile.
I'll tell you what. Give me the four. Give me the final four teams in
put
college.
Them together.
Get your best players. Put that roster together and play Jacksonville.
You know what Jacksonville will do to them?
Are you serious?
You understand what Jacksonville will do
to them? You not think it will be a game? You think they would smack them like that? You don't think it will even be a game?
A little bit of a game?
I think it will be a game. Jacksonville might edge them out at the end of the day.
Jay.
Okay, I'm trusting you, Key.
Jay.
I'm trusting you.
Jacksonville.
You're talking about the four best teams that
put them together. You take Trevor Lawrence.
In the bowl championship.
You can take Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields can be his backup. Cool. Chris Olave can be a receiver along
with Chase. How about the running backs you
have? Yeah, go ahead. Sermon, all of them. You can have them all. Travis Etienne, all them dudes.
I want to know what Darren Orlovsky thinks of this.
Man, they beat the – boy, don't get me cursing on this show.
I want to see what he thinks. I want to see what he thinks.
That. Okay.
But I trust in you.
I'm just telling you.
Because I don't like getting hit like that. I don't play football.
Them dudes is grown, man.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that part of it. But it just seems – I don't know if it'll be a blowout.
I don't even know who the corners are at Jacksonville. You know, they'll roll up on Chris Olave and grab him in the throat. Come on, man.
It makes it sound like that. All right, we'll talk with Darren Orlovsky about this and so much more coming up after SportsCenter.
Damn it. They got Jets. They got Thunderlords.
All right, so speaking of college football, the defending FCS champion North Dakota State upset 24-20 by Sam Houston State in the FCS playoffs. The loss snaps the Bison's 9 straight semifinal appearances. North Dakota State's offense did not score in the game for the first time this season and were held to a season-low 229 yards. Were they missing someone, guys? Perhaps. The Lakers might be missing someone after last night's 121-114 loss to the Raptors. LeBron James left the game with ankle soreness. The Lakers, more importantly, have now lost 6 of their last 7 games. They enter today as the 6th seed in the West.
No one asked.
85% chance of avoiding the play-in tournament, however, according to ESPN's BPI, so they could still earn a top 6. However, if they fall into the 7-10, LeBron James doesn't like it.
We end up at 6th or 5th or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
Whoever came up with it, all the owners, it was unanimous, by the way. So that includes Jeannie Buss, the owner of the Lakers. Meanwhile, NBA doubleheader tonight, ESPN, ESPN2, starting at 7:30 Eastern, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans host Steph Curry and the Warriors on ESPN and a special Arena of Heroes Marvel-themed broadcast on ESPN2. Then at 10, the Nuggets visit L.A. to take on the Lakers in what could end up being a first-round playoff preview. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
You see that LaMelo ball lay the other day?
How about did you see the pass up the court, that underhand?
Come on, man.
Kid's good.
I can't believe y'all think that I can't believe what y'all think that the worst team can beat.
Oh, no, I don't.
Not a chance.
KJZ ESPN Radio, brought to you by Capital One.
You're in the club when this comes on?
No.
No?
I hope not.
Are you? What do you mean?
This kinda is old new
to be,
music.
Yeah, I'm kind of old to be in a club, man. I got four kids and a mortgage.
I got kids 20 years ago.
You know, like I've given up. Look, this is
Debbie Downer now.
This is what it looks like when you give up. All right, it's over. Like, it's a wrap. And that's all right. I'm okay with it. I'm happy with life. By the way, we are brought to you by Capital One.
He'll be all right. We got a call.
Yeah. I just chill in the corner. You guys have your fun. With no fees or minimums, checking on savings accounts, and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere, choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This one here, Jay. Who is that you over there with? Who you with? Oh, man. You know, he just bought American Airlines. He just bought American Airlines. I see him over there.
I've been through this. I was one time a Russian hockey player that had to pretend I couldn't speak English. That was a lot of fun.
Russian oligarch. Like
yeah, he, you know, he owns American
Everything
Airlines.
I said was, duh, yet.
It's oil company in Moscow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's just here to look to see what he – I think he's trying to buy the Knicks.
Let me just surround myself with more pros. Dan Orlovsky joined us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic. How are you, good gentlemen?
Wonderful.
What's up, Dio?
How likely is it, Dan, that Justin Fields will start for the Bears this year?
Oh, he's going to start this year. I mean, Alan, it's his job to lose right now, in my opinion. It became his job to lose the very moment they mortgaged their future, as they should have, to go get him. I think there's a couple of things that are tied to this, and obviously the chance for him to actually go be the starter and be good. Number one, it's Matt Nagy's going to have to be willing to change a little bit. You know, Matt Nagy's learned this offense from Andy Reid, and it was, okay, we're going to play pocket quick passing football, West Coast. Think Rich Gannon, think of Alex Smith, right? Well, you've got to be willing to change a little bit and realize that's not what Justin Fields does incredibly well right now, but there are things that he does really good. So you've got to be willing to change the way that Andy Reid did from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, the way that Brian Daboll did when they got Josh Allen. Change your philosophy a little bit, and I think it needs to be a ton of play-action pass. Why? Because quarterbacks just play faster running play action. We don't have to know the coverage. We could just, hey, the read is 1-2-3. So I think that helps Justin Fields. I think that promoting him to be athletic, like, listen, man, if it's not there, just go use your feet. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're not smart enough. It's just play football, react, don't think, and then cut the field in half a little bit. And I think Matt Nagy needs to show that he'll change that a little bit and learn. And I also like the fact that, you know, Andy Dalton is there, and he can be that person off the field, on the sidelines, kind of going through things. So I think it's Justin Fields' job to show that he can't do it right now.
You don't think Andy Dalton could hold him off for a little bit, Dan?
I mean, do I think he can? Sure. Do I think he will? No. Do I think he should? No. Like, what do the Bears benefit from that? You know, it's the time is now. You chose to go get the player, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. And again, you should have. And you're not saving your job for the four games that you're trying to, quote unquote, start Andy Dalton. And you know this too. Like, the reps in training camp will pay off. You know, the reps in the preseason game with the starters will pay off. Now, listen, if he shows you, whoa. Like, if he shows you through training camp and those preseason games that the young fella's not ready, then you adjust. Because you know Andy is. You know Andy can go in and play. But you need to get him on the field and get him playing and get him comfortable. Because the best thing that could happen to the Bears is that happens and you all of a sudden go, oh, this dude's better than we thought. And we got a chance. You know, and so you know with Andy, you don't know with Justin.
Well, the reason I bring that up, though, Dan, is because – when you think about Matt Nagy's relationship with Andy Reid, and he was there with Patrick and Alex Smith, and that was Alex Smith for somewhat of a bridge, or you can fast forward to a couple of years ago when Joe Flacco was a starting quarterback until they couldn't stomach it anymore, and then they decided to go with Lamar Jackson, because at that time, if you remember, Dan, at that time, Harbaugh's job was on the line. They were going to fire him at the end of the year. So that's why I brought up the conversation about, do you play Andy Dalton a little bit until you realize, nah, that's not it? Do you do that?
Well, I think the difference, Key, would be Joe had got them a ring, and Joe was on a fat contract, you know? I think that's the difference in my mind. The Harbaugh point is fair, but I don't know if they sat there and said, we wish we had brought him on sooner, but I think it's a little different because, you know, Joe had earned that organization a ring where Andy, you know, was obviously just coming over.
Yeah.
Dio, if they had to choose, who would the Green Bay Packers take? Would they – Aaron Rodgers or their GM? If you had to let one go.
Come on, man. Come on, Jay.
I know the answer. I got to ask you.
The player, man. Always choose the player. Always choose the player. Listen, the Green Bay Packers situation – is the reality of it is that they're trying to have the past and the future happen at the same time. And you just can't. The past is Aaron Rodgers. And in the organization's mind, the future is Jordan Love. And what happened was, you know, the organization saw Aaron Rodgers as like, okay, a dwindling player, a player that is near his end. That's what the organization viewed him as, because they would not have selected Jordan Love if not. And what Aaron did was, slow down, I'm the MVP of the NFL.
I don't mean to cut you off, Dan, but they drafted this dude after Aaron Rodgers threw for like 4,500 yards. What the hell's wrong with them? Go ahead, Dad.
I agree, Key. Like, and listen, like, I'm not – I always believe take the quarterback what you want when you want rather than when you need. But the reality is that they thought Aaron was a slowing down player, year 15 or year 16 or whatever, slowing down player. Let's build for the future. And Aaron said, slow up. I'm the MVP of the league. And you can't be a placeholder. You can't be a bridge quarterback and the MVP of the NFL.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those two things don't exist at the same time. And that's what the reality of where Green Bay is. And all Aaron Rodgers is doing is bringing the future to the now. That's all he's doing, is expediting this process and going, nope, I'm not going to allow you guys to dictate to me when this happens. It's happening now. And it's about Jordan Love, and it's about Aaron Rodgers. That's all it's about.
Dan, before we let you go, we had a little argument before we had you on.
And conversation.
I love arguments.
Conversation, I guess, is a better way to put it. And it's we were talking about that old debate, the worst pro team versus the best college team, and how, you know, would they even have a chance? And, you know, we kind of agree, I guess we do agree that it would be very difficult for that college team to win. But if you took, let's say, the Final Four, like the college football playoff Final Four, right? You take those four teams, the best players, you make a team, and you put them up against last year's Jacksonville team. Wouldn't that at least be a game? What do you think?
Man, those college kids would get absolutely curb stomped.
Wow.
What is a curb stomp?
That is a
please tell me.
I don't know. You get into a fist fight, Key?
Uh-huh. American History X.
Wow. I know.
Yeah,
I
you
know.
Probably. Well, it's probably not that extreme, no. But you just get into a fist fight, Key. No,
it's pretty extreme.
No, because you said curb stomp. That's not enough for me.
They would get killed.
KILT.
See, can I be honest with you? I just heard it like a year ago when I started saying it. I don't actually know what it means, what it looks like. I've probably been in more fights than you. So, like, maybe a butt whooping would be more sufficient
for
you.
Yeah, you don't want to be curb stomped.
There's nothing that can describe, Dan, before we let you go, anything close remotely what's going to happen to the college kids. I keep trying to tell these dudes.
They're going
to
get dump trucks.
Yeah, it would be. It wouldn't even be funny, man.
That bad?
Body slammed on their neck every play.
Well, that would be a flag. You get thrown out of the game for doing that.
No.
There's
Chris Olave, the receiver, I'm going to take him. You know what would happen to him?
What? What would happen to him? Yeah. Tell me.
He would get killed. K-I-L-T.
K-I-L-T. All right, we learned.
I think the biggest thing you see is like the line of scrimmage. It would be like me and Jay Will in pickup hoops right now. Like, yeah. I'd bully ball Jay Will.
Wow.
All right. I know where you live, Dan.
All right.
Y'all live
we can
by
do
each
this.
Other.
I know where you live. Right. We live so by each
you've
other.
Never,
let's,
yet
let's
you've
do
never
it, Dan.
Invited me to your home.
Well,
yet
I just
you've
moved
never
in.
Invited me to your home.
Well,
okay.
You've been there for a while. Dan's starting courts, trouble. Dan. We're like, we're late now. I love it when Dan comes in. He just starts throwing fire everywhere, flame throwing. Dan, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
All right. And that was Dan Orlovsky on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So, is it time for Aaron Rodgers to just get over it?
Wow.
I mean, really? That's after, of course, Keyshawn has this from Indeed.
Do said my whole name. All right.
Keyshawn.
The reason to find your next hire with Indeed Joseph. Are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Breaking news and Aaron Rodgers' situation overshadowing the NFL draft. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Packers' star quarterback has told the team he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. The Packers have made it known they have no plans to trade him.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
John J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Okay.
No, I just
checking your look.
He's checking his eyebrows.
Got to make sure
it's the cocoa butter skin.
I got to ask this question because I'll be that guy, especially because I'm the guy that was in the media always covering stuff like this, and then eventually you get like this fatigue factor to it.
Okay.
You guys are the professional athletes. You guys are the ones that were on the other side of the notebook. I reach a point with the Aaron Rodgers story where I do have that part of me that just says, like, all right, dude, enough. Like, it's almost like you're enjoying the attention, the sympathy. Woe is me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. My team doesn't build around me. Although you're always winning. You're always in the – and again, a conference championship game. Like, you've been on competitive teams. Like, they built you a great offensive line. Like, I mean, I get it. You wanted another wide receiver. It's almost like – get a wide receiver just to make everybody happy and to turn off the noise. And it's like, no. All the good wide receivers were gone by the time we were picking, so we take the best player available. I just feel like the Aaron Rodgers stuff is drama, and I think he enjoys it.
See,
Am I crazy to say that? I think he enjoys it.
You can say whatever you feel you feel. I mean, if that's the way you feel, there's nothing wrong with that. What I would say is I would caution you and people that are out there that think it's about the wide receiver or the extra help or whatever the case is. It's not about that.
What else is it?
It's about how you treat me. Looking me in my eyes, and for all we know, they told him they were going to do something and didn't do it. The communication. It's like anything that you get into. When people have bad communication, this job or any other job, it rubs people the wrong way. You only can take so much year in and year out. If I ask, if I say to you, are we going to draft a receiver this year? And you say to me, no, or yeah, okay, you're communicating with me. But when you don't tell me anything and you draft a quarterback, it's like, okay, well, you're not even saying nothing to me. I've never known a team that I've ever been on and a coach that I've ever been with that didn't say to me, you know, I think we're going to get this guy in the sixth round. Not telling me for my job, just letting me know.
No, just hey, our general principle.
You know, Key, I like that Dedrick Ward, man. You know, I think that – I want you to take a look at him. Tell me what you think. Okay.
So you feel involved. Is that what you're saying?
Can I add to that, Key?
It's not in the same Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love conversation. But my sophomore year, going into my sophomore year, Coach K came to me and was like, hey, look, we love this kid, Chris Duhon. Plays the same position as you. National Player of the Year, McDonald's, or as Key likes to say, Burger King National Player of the Year, right?
Well, that's after it doesn't work out.
how would you feel about that? And like, could you guys play together? What do you think? I'm like, oh, yeah, bring him here. Bring him here. I like that. It gives me somebody. But I knew that's what they wanted to do, but they still involved me like I had a say in the matter to a degree.
Yeah.
Now, that's at me at college. I'm not a guy who just wanted to. Won multiple MVPs and won a Super Bowl. So that's where I could take it and see how it goes to a different level.
But literally, though, man, every team I've ever been on, the coach or the general manager has always communicated, oh, I think, you know, even John Gruden, when I was in Tampa,
he was like, position.
I think we like this Marquise Walker from Michigan, Key, 2-3 days before the draft. I'm like,
all right, we
Marquise Walker?
We made reference to this when we talked to Dan Orlovsky, so let's hear it. Warren Moon, again, Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame quarterback, on Sunday morning saying this about Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's a little much. I really think that they're just being a little bit too greedy now. I think a little bit too sensitive. If all these things bothered him about what happened with Jordan Love and all those things from last year, that stuff should have been voiced last year and taken care of last year, but sounds like it hasn't. And I just kind of question the timing of when all that came out on draft day, one of the biggest days of the year for all these young guys, and all of a sudden he wants to take the thunder away from them a little bit. The whole thing just seems kind of contrived to me, and all they're doing is looking to the future again. At some point, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be Aaron Rodgers, and they want to have somebody ready to go. I don't know why he can't understand that.
But see, I don't think it's about Jordan Love. It's everything. It's our contract negotiation. Like, you should have been talking to me the moment you got Jordan Love. You should have turned your focus to getting my deal done, because you knew 10 months from now these other quarterbacks was going to get done. So let's stay ahead of the game. Let's stay ahead of it. I don't think it's about personnel. I think it's just something deeper, and he's tired of it.
The one thing I will agree with Warren Moon on, the timing of it did seem interesting, though. I mean, if you think about time to get the most visibility about the subject matter.
Absolutely. Like, the fact that he said
I'm
going to stick it to you hard.
I'm very disappointed that it got out. Are you? Like, this was in the playbook. All right, Mel Kiper's draft grades are in, and so are yours. That's next. KJZ on ESPN Radio and heading to ESPN News on TV. See you there.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.